Since we're playing nothing but Rolling Stones music this morning in honor of the late Charlie Watts passing away at 80 years old, I figured the way to lead John Denton in here, our sports betting insider, would be tumbling dice. JD, welcome to the program this morning, my friend. You have got a very big weekend ahead of yourself. Your daughter, your eldest daughter, is getting married. Congratulations, John. It makes me feel old, but congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. It makes me feel a little old, too. And as long as they keep the grandkids away for a little while, I'll be all right, man. It's every dad's dream to have their kid, especially their daughter, find a good man, find a good husband, and start a life and grow old. And I couldn't be more happier this weekend's happening for me and my family, for sure.
Well, John, I'm so happy for you, and I know that this is something that you guys are really going to enjoy. Where is the wedding happening? Is it in Iowa? Is it in another state? Where do you guys have to go for this?
Yeah, so the gentleman that she is marrying, her family are century farmers out here in Iowa, meaning they have a farm that's over 100 years old in the family. So they've got about a couple thousand acres. They've got a huge implement shed out there that they've taken all of the machinery and all the tractors, and they've cleaned it up, put some lights up, and so we're going to have ourselves a good old hoedown.
I like
it. Night for sure.
You know what? That is so quintessentially Midwestern, John. I feel
it
like
is.
this is such a fun thing for me to talk about with you, because as both of us, being from the West Coast and Las Vegas kids replanted here in the Midwest, the things that we do here in the Midwest are just markedly different than the things that we would do on the West Coast. They just are. You don't have big barn and farm parties out there. I mean, hey, maybe you've got a ranch party, but that's about it. I love hearing that stuff from you, because as two Vegas kids, this wasn't necessarily something that I anticipated seeing with my own two eyes, and yet here I am and just absolutely loving every minute of it. Now, something else that I love, John, college football. Week 0 kicks off this Saturday, and we talked about it briefly on Tuesday. There are 5 football games that we can actually see, and 4 of them that we can actually bet on. I'm not sure if the 5th game has actually reached the board yet, but when I was taking a look at these games on Tuesday, there were only 4 that were actually up there. A couple of them have some real interesting storylines and some real interesting betting angles, including Fresno State hosting UConn, UCLA hosting Hawaii, John. Let's break into some of these games here, and I'm not sure, but do you have some ideas? Do you have some angles? Do you have some plays on these games on Saturday?
Yeah, I think on Tuesday I told you I had already played Illinois +7, and then over the last 48 hours, it's been a public steam. Everybody's on Illinois just because of the frost, issues out here in Nebraska. But listen, I tell you, I really do like Illinois because of, it scares me. Based off of what they bring back defensively. They gave up 230 yards rushing per game last year. I don't know how improved they are on the defensive end, but I look at this game as the biggest game in the Scott Frost era so far. It has to be. Just from the vibe around here. I'm an hour and 15 minutes from Lincoln, from where I live. So the Nebraska flags wave high and proud around here. And I tell you, the faithful, right, the backers of Scott Frost and the Nebraska faithful are torn, right? They want to win, but, they love Coach Frost as well.
Right.
And when you're talking about Adrian Martinez, 4-year starter, right, I think he has drastically underperformed these 4 years. I don't think he's improved the way that they thought he would, being a high-rated passer out of California. And when you look at Scott Frost's offenses, man, over the last 3-4 years from Central Florida, Oregon, they're consistently in the 30, 40 touchdown passes a year. We're seeing 18, 20. So those big plays and those big chunks aren't there. And when you recruit 25 guys in a season and then have 15 of them leave the next season, right, it's a revolving door in the transfer portal for Nebraska. So I'm not sure. I know their defense will be stout, but I'm not sure that these guys are going to be 7-point favorites over Illinois, especially with a new coach, new outlook. So I really like Nebraska +7 or Illinois +7. I bet those guys early in the week.
You know what?
Talk about UCLA. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to co-sign with you on that one. I really like that game too. Nebraska right now, I mean, look, Scott Frost, he's a hero, right, in Lincoln. He really is. And this guy was great.
Yeah.
When he came over from, I want to say it was UCF, right? It was UCF that he came over from. To take over for that job, he was met with such aplomb and applause that you really did hope to see good things from him. And for a Big Ten, you want to see the Nebraska Cornhuskers as a good team, right? You want to see that, because of their history and their legacy. I'm with you, though. Brett Bielema at home, at Illinois. I don't know that Lovie Smith left the best team around for Brett Bielema, and I know they've got to do some work to get back to where they want to be, but I do think that Brett Bielema's return to the Big Ten and being at home is going to make this game really tough for Nebraska to cover a 7-point spread on. That I just wanted to kind of co-sign that with you. Really tough.
Yeah, no, I agree. And again, when you look at the recruiting classes, I looked at the recruiting classes for Lovie Smith. He recruited big offensive linemen, defensive players, and running backs. And that's the kind of that's the exact ideal recruiting class for Brett Bielema, right? So I don't may not have been the players that he was going after, but or the type of players, but they at least have the skill set sure. that Brett Bielema can work with sure. right from the bat instead of having to go 2-3 recruiting classes in to get his own players.
Right, which is important.
So I definitely yeah, exactly. And then the other game, man, I've bet already is the UCLA Hawaii. I bet the under. I mean, you're looking at almost 69 points as the over-under. I honestly think that thing is I probably should have waited a little bit to see if it goes up some more. But I tell you what, UCLA has got a monster of a game week one, I guess you call it, right, when they host SU. Now, I'll get to that in a second. But when you're talking about the running backs for UCLA, Brown, Charbonnet, transfer from Michigan, right, downhill attack, I really do think they're going to bring a vanilla look. Right, they know they're a better team than Hawaii, right? They have LSU on deck. They're not going to show a lot of the offense that first week. I really believe that. And I'll throw another caveat in there is Hawaii's head coach Todd Graham.
Yes,
is 3-3 against UCLA while he was at Arizona State.
That's right. I was just going to say at ASU.
Yeah, his defense 2 years ago in 2019 was I think triple digits, right around the 100 mark in defensive rank. Last year they were 54.
Wow.
So he has taken a very defensive approach, which has been missing in Hawaii football, as you know.
No doubt.
Hawaii, we had 45, 50 games, 50-point games ourselves.
Yeah. Them.
So seeing the defensive switch up for those guys is to me saying, hey, we're going to come out and we're going to try to stop the run, right? We're going to make the quarterback from Gorman try to beat us through the air.
Yeah.
And again, Hawaii might be a play in the first half, but I do think UCLA pulls away for maybe a triple digit win, but.
A triple-digit win? You think they're going to win by 100?
I meant a 20-point win.
Yeah, a double-digit win.
I'm looking at my defensive notes here, yeah. getting mixed up. But I definitely think that UCLA has the superior team. But I do not think Hawaii is able to score more than 20, 25 points in this game. And, again, UCLA is running the vanilla look, right? Chances are they get into the high 30s, but I really do think this falls way under the total of 69.
Yeah, I do too. And John, I'll just go ahead and say this. I was watching an interview with Chip Kelly late last night, as a matter of fact, because, of course, we're here in the Midwest, and so it kind of has to be late last night. And he didn't want to get into too many specifics about the game plan for this upcoming Saturday because it is week zero. But he did want to say something along the lines of and I'm paraphrasing, we're gonna get everybody on the field, basically, right? So what that told me is that he's going to give a decent look in the first quarter, maybe the first half, to his starters, and then it's going to be a full gamut of players there for the Bruins so that they can sort of test out this week zero game with what they might be able to do in November as the season progresses on. Just so you know, in the first half, it's Hawaii plus 10. I still don't know if I would take that. I think that UCLA blows them out, but I'm with you. It won't get anywhere near 68.5. That would be like the old Hawaii team. So when you were playing against Hawaii and they were just chucking it, run and gun, June was coaching or whatever, that would have been the kind of era for them to score a ton. Right now, I love this under 69, 68.5, it looks like at in some spots.
And I'll tell you this, I looking at this game and then looking at the next opponent for UCLA, LSU comes in here off a down year.
Mm-hmm.
They're an SEC team. They're still one of the top SEC teams.
Oh, for sure.
And they're only laying 4 points next week.
Oh, LSU
UCLA
is minus
UCLA.
LSU is minus 4 at UCLA.
I bet it this morning.
Wow.
I laid the chunk. It was probably one of the most glaring week one spreads that I saw, especially. You know, I can bet next week games on my BetMGM app. So
right.
I laid LSU minus 4. I really think after this weekend, you're probably going to see LSU creep up into a 6.5, 7-point favorite. Take the value right now -4 if you're looking to get LSU next week.
Wow, I love that. And if you happen to just be joining the program, we're talking to John Denton. He's our sports betting insider. He lives in Iowa, so don't feel like he is just, you know, far away from us in Las Vegas giving us this good stuff. And he's using BetMGM in Iowa. Now, just a quick aside here, if you want to go down to some of the Iowa casinos and sign up, you can do so. All you have to do is have your smartphone or tablet within the geographical region of Iowa. So if you drive down to Lansing, which, John, from our area here is only 25, 30 minutes away or so, once you're in Lansing, you can make your bets. That is a pretty cool feature.
Yeah, you find yourself a little sports bar out there where you can land, make your bets, hop in, watch the game, and then travel safely home.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of guys. There's a lot of folks that do that kind of cross state lines betting and stuff like that when the football season starts. But unfortunately, Wisconsin doesn't have it yet. It's coming, though. We know it.
Yeah, it's coming. But like I mentioned, Lansing isn't far from me. So one of the things I've thought about doing is taking a road trip down to Iowa, perhaps stopping in to see the JD family, and then signing up at one of our casinos in Iowa, and then just using the app on my phone, because I can take a drive down to Lansing. It's 25, 30 minutes from the house. It's no big deal, and it's a pretty drive. And then I can make my bets. Now, in the wintertime, that proposition becomes a little bit more dicey, which I guess would give me some problems here when it comes to betting football. But, John, there's one other thing that I wanted to talk about this morning with our audience while we had some time together, and that was the new free football pick'em contest that we both signed up for here recently, which could net up to $6,000 a week in prize money. It's absolutely free to sign up for. Give us details, because I really like what this is all about.
Yeah, so you and I have mentioned multiple times over the course of me being on the show that Vegas holds sportsbook contests that you can enter that, a denomination from anywhere from $25 entry fee all the way to $1,500, circa $10 million prize fee, right? And I think with those, from an out-of-state standpoint, you have to either go to Las Vegas, right, to sign up.
Yeah.
The first time you have to be in person, but to make your bets, you have to hire a proxy service, which means you got to trust a third party service to make your bets. Which, again, for some of the novice sports bettors, or some of the ones that are just looking to get into it, that might be a little risky, a little daring for them to take that jump. I'm always on the lookout for free contests that that I can enter, and as long as it's free, right, and I got a chance to win money, right? There's no big deal, and the wife said it was okay, so. We got this thing called the Bet the Board, and it's a $6,000 NFL Pick 5 free contest. You have to sign up on Twitter. I think you'll post probably post all the details of how to sign up, what you got to do. You got to follow a couple guys on Twitter. You got to retweet the handle. But again, it's a way for non-Las Vegas residents or outside of Las Vegas that don't have that capacity to make the trip in, or to hire a proxy service, or to go big on some of these contests to test the waters for the first time. And again, Wisconsin's going to have some legal sports betting here in the next year or two. I know that for a fact. So it's a good way for our listeners to wet their whistle a little bit on a contest and to see where they stack up nationally against some folks. And God forbid you go 5-0 one week and take a share of $6,000, right?
Yeah, God forbid. That just sounds awful, John. No, I'm kidding. That sounds fantastic. And yes, you're right.
Right.
It will be sooner than later. We'll have some form of legalized sports betting. I'm really hopeful that the Oneida tribe does decide to agree to Governor Evers' pact, if you will, and legalize this. We will be able to go to the Oneida tribe casinos and make those sports bets there. From what I understand, though, and this is kind of the downfall of it in my estimation, because I wish it would have gone a bit further, we won't be able to bet online. We won't be able to bet on a smartphone. We'll actually have to be in property in order to do that, which, listen, beggars can't be choosers. I get it. I'm just at some point hopeful that the expansion of this thing comes front and center, because there's just too much money at stake. John, I was doing some research and mentioned to our audience a couple of weeks ago about how much money the states of New Jersey and in the states of West Virginia were making in their first couple of years of legal sports betting, and the tax revenue. It's tremendous. And if you're any sort of conservative, you want that tax revenue, because it's just free money and it's sitting right out there. All right, JD, so I'm going to let you go here. We got a Green Bay Packer training camp update next with our friend Mike Clemens down in Green Bay. But appreciate your insight, the JDS, the John Denton special. This afternoon on our website, WKTYSports.com, will feature Illinois +7 versus Nebraska this Saturday, UCLA and Hawaii under 68.5, 69 points. And John's pick of the week, the LSU Tigers, minus just 4 points at UCLA week 1. John, You've nailed this one, buddy. Thank you so much. This is going to be a tasty JDS.
Man, we're trying to stay on the money every week, man. And, you know, it's we're about to hit the best time of the year, Dave. I'm so excited.
I'm excited too, brother, and I appreciate your contributions as always. You're so insightful, so well prepared, and that's why you're on the money. Follow John on Twitter at Johnny Utah, JONNY_U.